Hey y'all, I'm Kim, host of Book Marketing Mania, and I'm so thrilled you're tuning in to learn how to build your audience and reach new readers on podcast. I'm excited today for another author spotlight and to welcome my sweet online friend, Naomi Feda, to the show to serve you. Naomi is the author of several books and journals, and I just love the tagline of her business, Sowing God's Love into Your Faith, Family, and Business. And that's sowing, S-E-W, something I am not good at. But I can't wait for Naomi to inspire me in the sense of sowing God's love into my faith, family, and business, and for you too. And I've wanted to have Naomi as a guest since we first connected on a podcast guesting strategy call, and it's been so fun to see her put strategies into place, especially as she reached out and pitched me to guest on the show. So I can't wait for you to hear all about her new book releasing in the fall, her experience with podcast guesting, and the tips that she shares for you if you want a guest on podcast to grow your author platform long before and long after your book release. You're in for a treat today, so let's get to it. Welcome, Naomi. I'm so thrilled you're here on Book Marketing Mania to serve my listeners today.
Thanks for having me, Kim. I'm definitely excited to be here.
Me too. So let's first talk about Naomi. I know you have authored several books and journals. So first tell our audience maybe about your most recent one that you have out or is upcoming and who you wrote it for.
So upcoming in the fall, I have a devotional entitled Stitching Your Story, A 13-Week Journey, Inviting God to Sow Your Story Piece by Piece. And so that's actually a little bit of a play on words.
Yeah.
And my target audience would be, you know, women who are kind of entering into running a home and kids. Maybe on their radar isn't the fact that there's a lot of underlying anxiety, because most of their focus is going to be on, well, I want to serve my family, I want to serve my home. And so kind of tying the sewing into that, it's a unique way to speak to them about peace versus anxiety without it feeling like they're trying to read a sermon.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I love devotionals like that because that, I mean, you know, it's different than like a Bible study, but like you just said, and it, like for busy moms, you know, they're trying to figure out how to do all the things like we all are, right? We're all just, you know, we don't always have time to just sit down. And I think about your books, probably, you know, somebody might hear about it that doesn't have a relationship with God, you know, and they can discover it this way. You know, I think we're all trying to figure out how to share, you know, the love of God and the story of God without jamming it down people's throats, right? And it sounds like this devotional will be a perfect place to start.
Yeah, that's definitely my heart. So a little backstory on my writing is I've been writing for the local newspaper for over 10 years, the God's Corner section. And I think it's developed the voice a little bit of recognizing that you don't really know who's reading. And many times it's people that maybe they have a little interest in, say, religion or God. I mean, enough to be opening a newspaper and reading God's Corner. But they're not a regular churchgoer. They're not involved. It's not like they're reading the Bible every day or anything like that. So this definitely kind of falls in line with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds incredible. And I mentioned in the introduction, I love, Naomi, your tagline of sowing God's love into your faith, family, and business. And like you said, it's a play on word, S-E-W, because that is all about Naomi, right? Sowing and teaching that, as well as, you know, getting to learn your faith-based principles through that. So tell us, I know you've also written a couple of other books. Are they similar to what you're writing in the fall devotional?
So my other main book is called Beyond Head Knowledge, Knowing Christ, Who Satisfies Our Hearts. And that book came out 10 years ago. Predominantly, it was my story of I grew up as a pastor's kid and my dad passed away when I was quite young. And that wrestle to say, well, is this faith that I profess where does my pain fall into that? Where does like hurt fall into that? Is church just a band-aid, or is God real and live and present in my world today? And definitely wrestling through that and not hearing a lot about the reality of the presence of God in our everyday lives to meet with us, to be filled with his love, which is heals us. Even recognizing that, like, as a child, when you lose a parent, there's abandonment issues, which affect your relationship with God. So how do we reconcile that in our Christian life? Because often you have the spirituality on one side and the real life events on the other. And there's a bit of like cognitive dissonance between like, how is faith and life meaningful to me today? And so I think that that book is probably the crux of my life story. And even this book is very like much focused around that concept of we go to church, whether we're churchgoers or not, but in essence, the faith of Christianity is saying that I believe that God is real, that he's alive, that Jesus paid this price for me. But where does anxiety and fear fall on that? Because the Bible says, well, my peace I leave with you. It's a gift. Don't let your hearts be troubled. There's so much. But yet the fear and anxiety that we have, whether it's from our past, like losing a parent or other life situations, can be something that really affects our thought life, our direction, our moods every day. And how do we exercise our faith in that? Because the ultimate goal of faith is to know Christ and let him be alive in us. And that is very much the kind of tagline of this new book is stitching yourself to the heart of God. Through secure stitches. And what does that look like? And how does every thought that we have, every word that we speak, form a stitch, whether it's going to be a good secure stitch because you want that connection with God, or is it something that we're not paying attention to what we're stitching? So,
yeah, I love that imagery there. So as you think about having written a couple of books and journals, and now you have one launching in the fall, can you tell us a little bit, Naomi, about your just marketing journey and what's been working for you to market your books? Or, you know, like right now you're probably in a building stage or growing stage, you know, you're trying to reach even a bigger audience so that you can let them know of what's coming on in the fall. So tell us what's been working best for Naomi.
Well, I would say to start off with, between the time my first book launched 10 years ago and now, I really struggled with this, like, who am I? Because I'm not a full-time author. I'm not trying to necessarily build a ministry leadership for work. And what does that mean? So I'm wondering if there may be many other listeners that we have books and we're writing. But a lot of the advice that we receive is about, well, how do we build an author presence? And so a couple years ago, right around the time that the concept of turning this book into a sewing story, so to speak, came about, I was just like wrestling with God. Well, I feel like the parts of my life are not integrated. Like I have this Christian writer on one side, and I have this really most of my days are spent sewing. And how do I put them together? And I was actually in one of Ruthie Gray's mentorship programs at the time. And some of the ladies there just spoke. I had mentioned this and I had this idea for, can I make an Instagram reel with something to do with sewing and something to do with faith? Because that feels more authentic than just marketing a business or a book and having that be totally separate. And that's kind of where it started. And I just started talking to people and I'd start putting some reels out there. And it became more of a, like, let's play with how to exercise the voice that God has given me and like that unique perspective. And so I would just encourage listeners who might be marketing books to listen to the people around you, mm-hmm. what they see in you, and how can your life outside of just being an author or just coming up with a book, not just be marketing, but more of an authentic correlation between your book and your life, mm-hmm. so that you're coming out as a person that has a story that somebody mm-hmm. might relate to in a way that's different than just seeing marketing materials for your book or scriptures or something like that. I mean, I think there's so many creative ways that you can do that, whatever mm-hmm. type of work or vocation or family life you have, trying to blend them together a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that so much. And I think about, you know, just it's a message, right, that we've been given. Mm-hmm. And our book is a piece of that. Like, it's a resource, you know, but like right mm-hmm. now, you don't have that new resource coming in the fall. And so obviously you're, you know, sharing your message that he's given you, right? Mm-hmm. And you can encourage families. You know, you have this like overall brand, like I said, of Naomi, sowing God's love mm-hmm. into your faith, family, and business. Like, there's so many things that you can talk mm-hmm. about underneath that umbrella. And then it's like, boom, now I have a resource to share with you, mm-hmm. you know. But yeah, I'm always like, it's not always just market my book, market my book, market my book. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm really marketing and sharing my message of how I can help people. And I hope more people really grasp onto that message, because it is like you're heading towards a resource you have, you know, coming out. But it's mm-hmm. really soaked in that message that you have. Mm-hmm. And that message isn't going to change. It just might look different from resource to resource or post to post. And I'm so glad you mentioned Ruthie. So of course, she's been on the show two times, and she's such a great resource for, yes. you know, really being authentic. And you're really good about that, Naomi, just really being authentic on Instagram and building a community there and sharing, you know, and finding your people and, you know, just being genuine. It's not that market my book in front of them constantly, right? And I think yeah. authors kind of fall into that trap sometimes because we don't know what else to do. So mm-hmm. Ruthie has some great thoughts on all that. I'll be sure and link up her episode. So that's so good to say. So let me ask you, Naomi, because the one thing I have noticed you have been doing really well, and I know this has got to be helping you just grow and reach new people, is guesting on podcasts like this today. I keep seeing, you know, you pop up as a guest on a podcast I follow, or maybe you've shared it on social media too. And that's so exciting. So I'd love for you just to share what your experience has been like with that and any tips you might have for somebody thinking, should I get into podcast guesting?
So I have found that I love podcast guesting. I love connecting with others. And I think before I even had my first podcast guest, I think I had a meeting with you. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I remember you saying was, you know, you can kind of talk to anybody. How mm-hmm. can you make your message relatable to anyone? And that was so valuable to me. And definitely one of the things, almost before you pitch to guest, is trying to form that relationship. You know, I think owning my own business for mm-hmm. like 15 years, and even before that, I worked in retail. I learned that when you meet people, you want to connect with them. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that means like just kind of taking time to listen. Sometimes it might take a long time. And so rather than feeling like podcast guesting is something that we're just trying to get done so that we can share something, mm-hmm. recognizing that we care about a person behind it, like you as the host, we've kind of had this relationship going for quite a while now. Uh-huh. And, you know, being present to maybe share an episode that really touched me, or being, again, it goes back to that authentic relationship. But the other thing that I would say is really helpful is once you've listened to somebody's podcast, maybe initially I'll find a podcast that I'll be like, oh, that looks like it could be a good fit for the type of people that I want to reach, but let's uh-huh. listen and kind of see what is their unique take on their podcast as a whole. Like, what mm-hmm. tone does it have? Who's their target audience? And how can I speak to them? And it's not necessarily just not a marketing thing. It's an authentic relationship of like even me coming on here, it's building a relationship, not necessarily that the listeners are going to be like, oh, I want to buy your book. Mm-hmm. It's more of how can we just share what we know and be really generous with things that we've learned. And in the long run, as a small town business owner, we know that word of mouth matters. Mm-hmm. And recognizing that whatever you're putting online is, it becomes who you are, and people will trust your character mm-hmm. more than they're going to trust, oh, I heard her guest here and I heard her guest there. But does it look like that's an authentic, like Naomi? Mm-hmm. Is that really what's happening?
Yeah.
So all of that very much goes into podcast guesting or any way that we're forming relationships online.
Yeah, that's so good. Because yeah, we did have a strategy session and it's been so fun to talk through some different ways mm-hmm. you could be pitching podcasts and the topics you could talk about, and then to see it come to fruition. You know, that's why I say it's so fun for me selfishly, yeah. right? To see yeah. that all happen. And then I have to say that Naomi actually pitched me for this interview. Not that you're on my list, but it's like, you know, I just haven't gotten around to asking you to come on the show. You know, like it's so funny how you think like that. You just, you know, you jot somebody's name down, but you don't take action on mm-hmm. it, you know? And so, yeah, when you pitched me, it was the most genuine pitch and it was very casual, but you knew exactly because you listen to my podcast. I've seen you mm-hmm. share it, you know, and we've talked obviously, but you know, you knew who I'm trying to reach and you know what the message right. of the show is, and you embedded that into your pitch. So kudos to you, Naomi. I'm so glad. Thanks. I was, you know, that just made my heart so happy. And then of course it was, you know, like a no brainer. Mm-hmm. I wanted to have you on the show. So I hope everybody kind of walks away with just some of those thoughts that you've shared. And I think about you, Naomi, you obviously have a sewing business, right? That's what we talked about. Like you could talk to anybody about sewing. You know, like that's mm-hmm. that's applicable to any audience out there. And whether or not you get to share your faith-based book, that's, you know, it doesn't matter, right? Because you're getting to just share something for that audience that serves them, and mm-hmm. you are the expert on sewing, you know, but they might see God shining through you, you know, so you mm-hmm. never know who is going to take action to come follow you. And then obviously you could be on any faith-based podcast and share all kinds of encouragement. Right. And I hope that people just kind of think outside the box on that, because yes. I know like I've had a couple opportunities come up recently. When we're recording this, it's April. And April is Autism Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. And I have an adult son with autism. And I don't have a quote unquote brand or following around that mm-hmm. because I just haven't. That hasn't been a part of my life to bring online, I should say. I thought it was at one time, but I've been saying yes to some of those opportunities because I'm like, oh my gosh, well, yeah, I'm an autism mom and I have a lot to share about this, mm-hmm. even though I don't like have a website for it or, you know, right. Instagram to show anybody. It's like, who cares? All I'm doing is showing up and serving. Mm-hmm. And it's such a fresh feeling to do that. And just not, you don't think about anything with any call to actions or anything. You're just like, I am just showing up to serve because that's just on my heart and I want to help as many yes. people as I can. So I really hope people will, you know, just be open to that and yes. hopping behind a mic. And I was telling Naomi, I thought her audio sounds really good for a podcast guest. And I'm like, you should have a podcast. You know, like I just love to grasp the technology yes. and see how easy it is. And as you get to guesting, you just get more and more comfortable with it. But I'm sure we could talk for days about that. Naomi, so this has been so good. And I want you to be sure and tell our listeners where they can connect with you, because I would love for them to, you know, check out your resources and be able to stay in touch with you mm-hmm. with your upcoming launch in the fall.
Sure. So I created a landing page for the book launch. So if you're interested in participating in that, I'm going to send the link over to Kim. Because in fact, off the top of my head, I don't remember what the URL is.
That's all right. I'll put a link in the show notes.
I do write a monthly newsletter for Christian Resource Ministry, which is actually a nonprofit that my spiritual father founded. They're going to be the publisher of this book.
Oh, good.
And so there'll be a link in there. You can sign up for that newsletter if you want to stay connected. Or if you want to sign up for my sewing newsletter, that is through my website or through my Instagram at Naomi Feda. There's links to sign up for that. I'm actually just getting in the process of starting to change that a little bit. I was sharing with my writers group, I'm part of the Inkwell with Daylene Bickle, about
mm-hmm. yeah.
just continuing to try to streamline my voice a little bit, understand what is it that people want to hear from me, mm-hmm. and how can I share that authentically. And so I'm starting to turn my newsletter more into a kind of sewing through scripture, mm-hmm. rather than just sewing tips. How can it be more of an authentic, also sewing circle where we're sharing life, mm-hmm. which since my whole life revolves around, let's get to know Jesus more. How can I relate that in sewing terms more and more through the newsletter?
Yeah.
So if you're interested in sewing or just interested in the unique perspective of the imagery involved in that, you can mm-hmm. absolutely find me there. Which I might add one more thing to the podcast guest advice. I would throw that in there too, is that aspect of learning to know your story.
Uh-huh.
Because as you guest on podcasts, even like you were sharing about your son with autism, it's the stories that people connect with, right? Mm-hmm. It's people want to know your story. And that's what makes you even more authentic. Mm-hmm. And so becoming really good at relating your story in a concise way is also really helpful for podcast guesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really, really good. Yeah. And then applying it to whatever audience you're talking to. Yeah. I think that's such great advice. Oh, gosh. And Naomi, this has been so good. And hopefully if any of our listeners are podcast hosts, they might want to reach out to you to see if you could be a guest on their show. Just tickle me pink. So anyway, it's been so great to talk to you. And I'm so appreciative of your time today.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me, Kim. I always love your show.
Oh, thank you. Oh, y'all, don't you love Naomi? Be sure to connect with her, and I'll put links in the show notes so you can get behind-the-scenes look at marketing a message on podcast long before your book launch. And thanks for tuning in today. And if you heard something that inspires you on your author journey, would you consider leaving a podcast review on Apple Podcast? It would mean the world to me for new listeners to see that the show is worth their time to listen to. I'm so grateful for your support. And as always, I'll be there for you next episode to help you build your audience and market your book one podcast at a time. See you then.